Jerry Bader Show. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't. I really do want to lie, though, that there's another major snowstorm bearing down. I will tell you, though, I spoke with... I'm not going to, though. I'm going to say, actually, in particularly our part of the country, we have fared very well. A lot of people around us have gotten a lot more snow. I was speaking with a woman in New Hampshire yesterday, and New Hampshire got the big old, you know, that delayed flights and everything last week. They're getting another 10 inches yesterday. And she was saying at her home, she and her husband's home, they have a snow thrower. And they were actually kind of going out in shifts and shoveling while it was snowing. Because you don't want to have to shovel 10 inches. It's just such a pain. So every couple of hours, and she said it was falling at just a ridiculous rate. It actually sounds like what was here the other day, but on steroids. I don't know. Did it pick up moisture over the Great Lakes? Maybe. I don't know. But she said, you know, they have gotten so much snow. You know, and I agree with her that even with a snow thrower, it's an issue for me. You can't throw it that high with a shovel. You can't. It takes so long, and that's why they were doing it every couple hours, so it wasn't that heavy, so you could get that up and over, because it sounds like they have a pretty small lot, and they just have no place to go. You know, they've been shoveling the walk, they've been shoveling the sidewalks. Where do you go with it? I got to tell you, with my little Ford Focus, fortunately, I live on a very almost a zero traffic street. All I have to worry about are the neighbors. You're kind of that way too, aren't you, Jason? Yeah. How careful? Now, you have a van, though. With that low-riding Ford Focus, I can't see over the bank. I can't. See, your wife drives a lower-profile vehicle. That's a problem. Right now, my wife is driving a rental Chevy Hybrid, which isn't bad. My daughter takes the Ford Freestar, not an issue there. If I was worried about traffic, you know, kind of like leaving here at 5 o'clock and trying to take a right turn, by the way, we do need to talk or I'll go take a shovel and knock it down. But you can't see, I take a right, do you take a right, you take 172? You do, okay, you don't take Mason, for those of you in Green Bay. Those of you listening elsewhere, never mind. But so Jason and I both take rights. We live in roughly the same part of the Green Bay area. Pretty close, really. And so we go home roughly the same way. There was this dead spot where if you didn't see them way down the road, you can't. You look, especially in that little Ford Focus. So I finally took the chance. And there was one, but it was far enough back. And the roads were very good by the time we went home last night. So that wasn't a problem. But it's just that sort of thing. One of the great mysteries, I think, politically, for a long time, is now not to liberals, mind you, but to if there is such a thing as an objective political observer, and I don't think there is, but if there were, how did Barack Obama get reelected in 2012? Well, okay, one, he lied about a lot of things, but he lied about Obamacare. The mainstream media gave him ridiculous cover, and Mitt Romney was a flawed candidate who didn't want to take the gloves off. They were deathly afraid of the race card. So with it, now bear in mind, liberals to this day can't figure out how the heck John Kerry lost to George Bush. They thought that was a slam dunk. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. A listener's pointing out people used to have, well, one used to have antennas on cars, and you'd put that orange ball on. Here I come. I'll go with a Packer flag or something. Throw me a bone so I don't run into you. Anyway, it was certain to them, to liberals, that John Kerry was going to defeat George W. Bush. And recall, when that didn't happen, Ohio, voter fraud, something, anything. They just could not believe George Bush won. Republicans basically had the same reaction in 2012. I'm going to be candid with you. I know I did. Here's what I wondered aloud at the time. Would there be buyer's remorse? This from the Washington Examiner. Only 79% of Obama voters would vote for him again, writes Paul Bedard. Given a chance to do it all over again, only 79% of those who voted for President Obama would vote for him again, and 71% of Obama voters, now inclined to vote for somebody else, regret their vote to reelect the president, according to a new poll. The Economist's YouGov.com poll found that Obama would lose enough votes in a rematch with Mitt Romney that the Republican would win. Now, before I go on, that's because Mitt Romney never had to prove anything. He lost. That is not to say that they would be deliriously happy with Mitt Romney. When you lose, you don't prove anything. So what you're basing it on is the president's performance since January 20th, 2013, and what Mitt Romney would have brought to the table. So I admit these things aren't entirely fair. I get that. But on the other hand, Mitt Romney never had a chance to prove himself. And President Obama had a chance to continue to perform good or poorly, well or poorly. Clearly, Romney fares better, although he had fewer votes to begin with. As a proportion of the voters each of them actually received in 2012, 66 million for Obama, 61 million for Romney, the GOP candidate ends up with 55 million votes retained to Obama's 52 million. Not exactly a wipeout. So they both lose votes. It's also unclear for any poll that hypothetically revisits 2012 how much it says about renewed hope for Mitt Romney, who has notably been liberated from the scrutiny of a presidential campaign, rather than about dissatisfaction with an incumbent president who spent the last year defending his administration over leaks, scandals, and Obamacare rollouts, added the poll. As I just said, I think it's both. Mitt Romney can't do anything wrong, and he's not in the glare of the spotlight. So, yeah, President Obama, meanwhile, is continually daily judged. And let's face it, 2013 was a god-awful year for him, by anybody's measure. It also found that among Obama voters interested in voting for someone else, 71% regret their vote. After Secrets posted a story about that finding, YouGov.com noted that the sample for the question was small and recharacterized the sample as those who reported voting for Barack Obama in 2012 but would vote for someone else if the election were held again from those who voted for Barack Obama in 2012. I'm not even trying to understand that. Among that, 80% of whites said yes, 61% of blacks said no, and 100% of Hispanics said yes. 84% of women said yes, just 61% of men agreed. 55% of Democrats said yes, as did 71% of independents. So, look, here's what it comes down to. The buyer's remorse has set in. Not surprisingly. The buyer's remorse is now, well, gee, if I had that to do again, I wouldn't. We go through this whenever we evaluate employees. If you could hire that person again, would you? Well, if you say yes, that means you're happy with that employee. If you say no, then you have to start wondering why you continue with that employee. I've asked that question. Yeah, that question has sprung to mind. I won't elaborate beyond that. No, I'm not talking about Jason. But I have, let's put it this way. I've looked at other people's employees and asked that question. Just throwing that out there. Anywho, it's a good question to ask. Here's the problem in politics. You can't fire them. Now, I believe there has been a fireable offenses, which would be impeachment. But no sane Republican is going to propose that when there is absolutely nothing they can do about it. In 3 minutes, I want to double back to state issues. There is a deal on Scott Walker's tax cuts. And the Assembly passed a bill I really wanted them to pass. It's 10:45.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.